going to start the next perek, perek 11, Tzad Zayin Amud Aleph. We're only going to go to the bottom of the Amud. You'll see tomorrow why we stopped there. The next piece is not, it's a little complicated. It's interesting riddles, the Gemara says. It's going to take us from the top of the daf till the next Mishnah, probably the whole shiur, just to explain the cases. Okay, so today we'll just cover till the bottom of the Omid. Noson al Hanusa, Tosus explains what in the world does Perek have to do here, because it really speaks about the Inyanim of Arayis, who you're allowed to marry, which marriages prohibit other marriages, and which relations prohibit other relations or marriages, which really doesn't have to be in Yevamos. But since in the last perek we had a Mishnah that spoke about where you had two sisters and the brother-in-law and the wife went away or whatever, that living with one sister doesn't asser the other sister, so this Mishnah, this perek and this Mishnah picks up on that. Okay, other cases where having relations with one relative doesn't answer the other relative necessarily, only marriage prohibits it. Okay, no sin ala nusa, the ala mafuta. If a person raped or seduced a woman, so her relations don't become usher to that person. In other words, her sister is mutter, because it's only usher to marry the sister of your wife. But if she never was your wife, even though you had relations with her, it's not us, she's not us. And so too with other relations too. You see where the exceptions are according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ha'onis v'hanafata al hanesua chayiv. However, if somebody's married to a woman and he rapes or seduces one of her relatives, like her sister, right, then he's chayiv nisa. Right? In other words, you don't need to have to marry somebody to be over the isser of living with, let's say your sister is the example. Okay, you rape a woman, you're allowed to marry your sister. But if you married a woman and you rape her sister, you're chayiv misa. Okay. Chayiv koris, whatever. Chayiv koris. Okay. Okay. No say adam anusa savi mufuta savi. Similarly, if the father raped or seduced a woman, never married her, then she's not Ashes Avicha. So therefore, you're allowed to marry that woman. Anusas beno, mufutas beno. Same thing. Your son raped or seduced a woman, right? She's not considered Ashes Bincha. Therefore, you're allowed to marry her. Rabbi Yehuda Osher v'anusasav v'mufutasav. Rabbi Yehuda argues on one case, anusasav v'mufutasav. He learns from a pasuk, we'll see, lo yigale knaf aviv, that any woman who had relations with your father, you're not allowed to marry, even if it wasn't his wife. That's Rabbi Yehuda. And Chachamim learned something else on that pasuk. Rashi. Nosen anusa, la'achar sha'onas upita sa'isha. Person raped or seduced a woman. Mutter lisa bita vachosa v'ima. He's still allowed to marry her relatives, her daughter, her sister, her mother, because those things are only osur if she was your wife. But if she never was your wife, even though you had relations with her, that doesn't make her osur. Rabbi Yehuda osur bigmar meforish tana. I'm going to explain the reason why Rabbi Yehuda argues on the case of anusas aviv, the mafutas aviv, why the son is not allowed to marry that woman, even though his father was never married to her. Tanina lahavitan rabbanan, right? Our Mishnah repeats what this brisa says. Onas isha mutar lisa bita. If you rape a woman, you're allowed to marry her daughter. Nasa isha asur lisa bita. But if you marry a woman, you're not allowed to marry her daughter. Veraminu, so Maris brings now a contradiction to both our Mishnah and to this brisa. Hanita min ha isha. Asur bi'ima uvavita uvaachosa. If a person is suspected of having znus with a woman, no, he wasn't married to her. He was suspected of living with her be'isur. Okay, then he's not allowed to marry what's it called, her mother, her daughter, or her sister. Right? L'chora here, he never married the woman. So l'chora, she'd be mutter to marry all of them. So why does it say that that's also to marry them? So when it says Mirabonim, it's only in Siddur Rabbanim. The reason being that since we see this guy was friendly, possibly very friendly with Rachel, okay, we're afraid if we let him marry Rachel's sister, he's going to have access to Rachel and end up living with her again. Or if we let her marry her mother or her daughter, the same thing. So the Rabbanim ossered him from marrying any of her close relatives for fear that since he is suspected of having had relations with the mother, sister, or daughter, that he's going to continue that and bichayev koresh misa, whatever the isurim are. Where it says the cholhecha dikli isur the rabbanon tani noshin lechatchila. If that's the case, then really it's also with the rabbanon, right? If you lived with a woman, if you just suspected of living with a woman, you're also to marry these relatives. Kol shekein if you actually did. So it says in the Mishnah, no simalanusa, or isha, onas isha mutter lisa. Right, mashma, there's no isha at all. But really, it's also mitzvah rabbanan. So whenever something's also mitzvah rabbanan, the Mishnah says it's mutter to do. Where it says, kisna masnisa machar misa. It's talking after the woman died. Then we're not choshish anymore that he's going to be living with her. So therefore, he can marry, and that if he ever married that original woman, only had znus with her, then he can marry Mikra Adin, the daughter, the sister, the mother. But we're only afraid that he's going to use that as a cover to be able now to live with the woman that he lived with before. But if she's dead, that doesn't apply, and therefore, l'chatchila, he can marry the mother, the sister, or the daughter. Okay, Rashi. There was a persistent rumor that this guy was mezana with this woman. We know this guy is very friendly with the mother. We're afraid that if we let her marry the daughter, he'll have access to the mother, and it'll be over. And then he'll live with the other one and be chayiv, whatever the chiyuv will be, in whichever case it is, because he's married to the other relative. Now it's also for him even to be mezana with any of the other relatives. Tani nosim v'chatchila bitmiya, wherever something's awesome with the rabban, and the mission says it's okay to do. La'achar misa, shemeso ha'anusa l'mfuta, right, the first woman that he had relationship with died, so now he can marry the relative because there's no reason for the rabbanon to make exera. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing bad is going to happen. The suleka lemigzer meeting. Okay, minani mile. How do you know that this is the case? That if you didn't marry a woman, that you're not usher to her krovos. It's only through marriage that you create an isser krovit. The tana rabbanon, the kula nemer shchiva, the kan nemer kicha. By all the arayis, it says asher yishtav, right? Rashi bekula never shchiva, bechol arayis beparshas kedoshim tiyu, bekaloso dodoso bezochur behema, it says shchiva. Vechan beisha veima uvekrovos anesoros lomachmas ishto, all the krovos that are asur through marriage, it doesn't say shchiva, it says kiyikach, right? It says kicha. Lomer lecha derech lekuchin asur Torah, right? That's only asur if you marry her. That's all the krovim that are krovim through marriage are only osur if you effected a marriage with that relative. But if you never had a marriage with that relative, then the other relatives are mutter. Ela omer le rapapa labaya. Ela miyata gabi ochoso. If that's the case, then the opposite. The case of a sister. Tichsiv isha she yikach es achoso bas ovi vo bas imo. Hachinami derech kichu da osur derech shchiva shari. By a person's sister. Not his wife's sister, his own sister, right? Asher yikach es achoso basovi b'basimo. Says that he takes his, what's it called, sister, whether she's a half-sister from the father or a half-sister from the mother, and surely if she's from both from the father and the mother. So over there's mashma, that you only can't marry your sister. But if you just live with her, it's okay. Right? That's not true. Where it says, who dasher der shiva shari, omer le likuchin shivi b'toristam. Whenever it says lekuchin, it could mean having relations. It could mean marriage. Haroi lekicha kicha, haroi l'shchiva shchiva. Where it can mean marriage, then it means marriage. where it can't mean marriage. You can't marry your sister. Kedushin is not tofes, so it can't mean marriage. There it means just living with her. In other words, the word kicha can mean to live with, or it can mean to marry. Where it's possible to mean marry, it means marry. Where it's not possible, then it means just to live with. And here, since kedushin is not tofes with your sister, it has to mean just living with her. Right, that's what's it called. That's how Tosis learns. See, Rashi learns a little bit differently, but that's how Tosis learns. Okay, Rashi, Bikula never nemer shchiva. No, Derech lekuchin shehoyso rishona lekuchaso chayiv al hashniyah kishibah aleha. So it comes to tell me only if the first one, were you married to her, is it also, are you also to live with the other relations? But if the first one was never married to you, then her relations are not also to you. The bishniyah like the name of lekuchin, the halo tapsi b'kedushin. Lekuchin can't be by the second one, because the second one you don't have to marry, because you can't marry. It's impossible to marry one of their arayas. Haroi v'shiva hechad lekel lemeimer lekuchin mamish, where it can't mean lekuchin, and like Tosfos explains, it can't mean marriage because you can't marry your sister. Kedushin is not tofes. Then it must mean just having relations. Okay. Rava Omar, Rava said, onas isha mutar lisa bita mehacha, that if you rape a woman, you're allowed to marry her daughter. You never married her, the mother. You learn from here. Ksiv, ervas bas bincha ubas bitcha lo segale. Right? It says that you can't be megale bas bincha or bas bitcha. Ha bas bino dida ubas bita dida gali. From there we can infer that only your son's daughter you can't marry. Right? Or your daughter's daughter. But your wife's daughter's daughter, or your wife's son's daughter, you could marry. Uksiv ervas isha ubita lo segale, es bas benovi, es bas bita lo sika. Another pasuk says, no, you can't marry your wife's daughter, or son's daughter, or daughter's daughter. Okay, so how could it be? One case is mashma, you could marry your wife's daughter, son's daughter, or daughter's daughter, and here's mashma, you can't. Kan ba'onsin kan b'suin. One is where she's your full-fledged wife, then it's also to marry her daughter, granddaughter, or whatever. But where she never was your full-fledged wife, you just live with her, there, you're allowed to marry her daughter, granddaughter, whatever. Gemara says, Eipachana. How do I know that the case where it's mutter is where you're not married, and the case where it's also is where you're married, maybe just the opposite? And Tosfos says, what's the svara of the opposite? Svara would be, since you're over an Isser and you raped this woman or you seduced her, then we punish you that you can't live with her relatives. But if you live with her beheter, then we don't punish you. The Torah didn't punish you that you should ask her relatives. That's the svara the other way around. The svara, the way that it is if you're fully fledged married to the woman, then the other ones are relations to you. But if you never were married to the woman, they're not full fledged relations, therefore they're not us. Epechanon versus Arayis She'er Ksibuhu. By Arayis, the Isser is She'er, is relative. And if you weren't married to the woman, they're not full fledged relatives. Binesuin Yika She'er, Ba'onsum Leka She'er. When you married a woman, then you're related to her relatives. But when you didn't marry her, you never created a she'er relationship. So there's no relationship. Rashi ve'epuchano bas bincha de'memayit lebas bino b'nisuah semishtoi the idach krada osur lebas bino the apogab delab minei ba'anusam of ninila. Let's say just the opposite. The case that, since it just says one case where it's mutter, one osur, it doesn't say which. Instead of saying the case that's osur is where you married the woman, then it's osur to marry her granddaughter, right? But where you raped her, it's mutter. Say the opposite. Where you raped her, it's osur, like Tosa says, the svara. And where you married her, it's mutter. Samara says, no, since the whole isur of krovos is dependent on she'er, it depends on relationship, marrying a woman creates a she'er relationship. But without that, there is no she'er relationship, and therefore there's no isur. Okay, let's go on. Rabbi Yehuda osur banusa saviv. Rabbi Yehuda says that the exception is that if you what's it called, your father raped a woman, you can't marry her, even though he never was married to her. Omar Rab Gidl Omar Rab, my time at Rabbi Yehuda. What's the story of Rabbi Yehuda? Where's the source? Dechsev lo yikach isha seishas aviv, lo yigal leknaf aviv. You can't marry your father's wife, nor can you marry Knaf Aviv, Knaf Shara Aviv Leiga. Anybody who had relations with your father, you can't marry. So not only your father's wife, even anybody had relations, even not in a marriage. Mercies we made by Nusa. How do you know it's talking about a Nusa? Because before that it said the Nosan Isha Shochin Mulavi Anara Hamishim Kesa. It's talking about Anusa. So since it's close to there, right, we say that when it says Knaf Aviv, it's referring back to a woman that you raped. For Rabbanan, what did Rabbanan do with this pasuk? If it would be immediately before this pasuk, then you're right. The fact that Smuchim, and even Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan Smuchim in Mishnah Torah does darshan it, and everybody darshan Smuchim, then I would say, since it's talking about an Anusa, here Knaf Aviv means an Anusa. But it's not right next to it. There's other things in between. Comes to tell me a different halacha. The Omer Avan and Omer Shmuel, Bishomeris Yovim Shal Ovi Vakosma Dabar. Knaf Aviv is not a woman that your father raped, but a woman who's a Shomeris Yovim. The brother died, and she is now, she falls to the father. So really, she's also his aunt. She's also for two, we'll see in a second, she's also for two reasons. So you can't marry that woman. The son can't marry his father Shomeris Yovim. That's called Knaf Aviv. My Knaf Aviv, Knaf Haroi Loiv, somebody who is fit and in line to marry the father. Lo Yigala. As far as it says, the Tepik Levishim Doldasa, the Mice, it's his aunt, right? His father's brother's wife. Lavra Levishne Lav, Nenachanami, it's a new Lav. Not only are you also because of your aunt, you're also because of Shomeris Yavam. The Tepik Levishim Yavam Lashuk, and nobody can marry her because she can only be married by the Yavam. So the son is no better than anybody else, so he's also to her because of Yivam Lashuk. Lavra Lever Slosha Lav, Inachanani. Three Lav. He boy say Malachar Misa. Or it's talking after the father died. So now she's only also because of aunt, and because of because of this new Isser of, yeah, Shomeris Yavam, but she's not Osir, not Osir because of Shomeris Yavam anymore. She's only Osir because of Ant, and what was the other one? And Knaf Aviv, right? That any woman that your father had relations with, she's Osir. But she's not Osir now because of, we don't like that. Well, she's Osir now because of, Yavam Lashuk, there's no more Isser. The guy died. But she's still going to be Osir because she was a woman who was omeid to be married the father. That Isser remains forever. And the Isser of the aunt remains forever. But Yavam Lashuk is only as long as she could have Yibum. But if she can't have Yibum, there's no more Isser of Yavam Lashuk. Rashi. Lachar Misa, Shemes Aviv, Deleka Lav, the Yavam Lashuk. Va'ok Mekro, Aleha Balav, the Kanef, Haroi Lo'aviv, Balav, Del Dasam. Then, there's only two Isurim. It's still his aunt. And still a woman who was Roy to the father when he was alive, and therefore you're never allowed to marry her. But Yivam Lashuk goes away when there's no more evil, when the brother dies, when the brother who she fell to Yibum dies, who is the father.